It is one of the most famous works by the Dutch Golden Age master Johannes Vermeer, but it seems Girl Reading a Letter at an Open Window was also harboring a secret. Experts at a German art gallery have been restoring the 17th century masterpiece, and they say they've uncovered evidence that the painting was altered after Vermeer's death. My BBC colleague Jenny Hill traveled to Dresden to find out more.
The graceful statues of Dresden gesture timelessly over the spires and domes of a city which is home to many treasures. Vermeer's Girl Reading a Letter at an Open Window is one of them. Enigmatic, serene, the unnamed young woman gazes down, ringlets neat in a pool of pale light. You can almost feel the cool air from the open window. This painting has captivated art lovers for generations.
Wir würden bitten, dass die Fernsehkameras hinten stehen bleiben, dass die Fotografen nach vorne kommen, sich aber ducken.
But at a press conference in Dresden, experts who are restoring the masterpiece unveiled what they acknowledge is a completely new picture. Where once varnish yellowed the canvas, Vermeer's warm greens and rich reds light up the room. But the most significant change is the addition of a large painting within the painting. Restorers have removed layers of paint to reveal a long-lost Cupid.
When I exposed the eyes and the face, that was a very special moment.
Christoph Schulzel was the man entrusted with the main job.
I was astounded by the precision, the refinement with which this painting within the painting was done.
The team works in a brightly lit room that's more high-tech laboratory than art studio. As Christoph says, it takes an experienced and steady hand.
If there is no other way, like with this Vermeer, you have to take the scalpel and you have to bear the consequences. You have to work with a microscope and work very, very slowly. That's just how you have to do it.
The team expected to find the Cupid. X-rays revealed it decades ago, though it was assumed Vermeer himself had had second thoughts and painted it out. But when they analysed the pigment layers, they realised it could only have been covered up after his death. The newly revealed colours have transformed the painting's mood, but the newly revealed Cupid alters its meaning. Before, the content of the girl's letter was rather ambiguous. Now, it's clearly of an amorous nature.
Now we realise this Cupid in the background has the same size as the young lady in the foreground, which gives it enormous power and speaks of the power of love and passion.
Stefan Kuya is the director of Dresden's Old Masters Art Gallery.
Vermeer seems to have had a sense of humour, so he's not only the calculating inventor of spaces, that it's not just about tranquility, but that he also points out clearly that this is a love letter.
And I mean, you see yourself, this is a completely different painting to the one which so many millions of people around the world have known and loved, and through which they thought that they had a relationship with Vermeer, perhaps they thought they had a relationship with the picture. How does it change that relationship?
Think of old music, the way we study it and play it now with historical instruments, and now we absorb Johann Sebastian Bach and Telemann and Handel completely different than we did in the 80s with broad orchestras, too many musicians, everything is exaggerated. And we thought, oh, we know what Bach wanted. No, we didn't. And I think we got closer now in music to the intention of those composers. And this is, I think, what we find here. We get a broader picture of Vermeer. It's extremely enriching. And for me, it's so convincing what we found. It's such a strong, much stronger painting than it has been before. So I think people will follow us in our enthusiasm.
Down the corridor, visitors crowd past the ordered beauty of two canalettos and pause before one of Raphael's most famous altarpieces. The Vermeer restoration won't be complete for another year, but the work in progress is due to be temporarily displayed here. A brief opportunity for the millions of people around the world who know and love the painting to acquaint themselves with a very different masterpiece.
The BBC's Jenny Hill reporting from Dresden, Germany.